Well, it's really a question that's I think increasingly preoccupying people, how to keep their wireless network safer as more and more of us have wireless at home, and the danger of your wireless network being hacked. That's exactly what happened to one Montreal University student. Videotron charged Amber Hunter close to $2,000 for internet downloads, but she says her account was hacked.
They backed me into a corner and they really left me no choice. And I tried everything and I tried to explain my case, saying I'm a student, self-supporting, pay for everything my own way. And now my internet bill is the same amount of money as my rent.
Montrealer Terry Cutler calls himself an ethical hacker. Sounds like a contradiction right there. And he's on the line now. Hi, Terry.
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Great.
So what is an ethical hacker? What does that mean?
So basically, it's a professional who's got similar skills to the bad hackers. The only difference is we use that skill for good and help corporations protect their network with that knowledge by having us test it.
So that's what you do for a living?
That's correct.
And who do you do that for? I mean, not without – you don't need to give specific names, but for companies, for individuals?
Yeah, we've done mostly companies, so everything from telecom firms to medical. We don't usually do a lot of residential because a lot of times they couldn't afford us.
And how common? I know you've heard the story about this the woman Amber Hunter who was charged all this money and says she was hacked. How common is this situation?
It's extremely common. A lot of times when people go to Best Buy, they buy their wireless router and they just plug it up and it's ready to go. But a lot of times it's not secure. And this is one of the points I try to get across to all the time when I give these internet safety presentations is people give the question, well, why do I care if somebody uses my internet? And this is a perfect example of how someone who can just break into someone's wireless and just rack up a bill like that.
But I guess most of us feel, Terry, that if we've got, you know, we set up the password, that then we're safe. Are we?
You're not. Because what happens is with the wireless, it's not really encrypted. So what happens is even if you've got this state-of-the-art password, what happens is I can boot up a laptop with some wireless tools, and what will happen is it'll detect your wireless, say the Amber wireless, right?
Right.
And it'll see that your laptop is connected. So what I can do with this tool is say, okay, Amber's laptop, disconnect from your wireless and then reconnect on your own. But every time that laptop reconnects, it sends off a piece of the code, a key that is being used to connect back to her wireless. So while this is happening, I'm capturing her password. And then once I got that password, I can actually connect to her wireless as if I'm a normal user who knows the password.
And if you do hack in, what are you going to do as the bad guy hacker? What are you going to steal out of the system, or what's the advantage for the hacker to get in there?
A couple of things. So if I'm connected to her wireless, I can now talk to every computer that's connected inside her wireless. So if her laptop is in there and it's not fully updated with the Microsoft patches, I can just go in and hack into her own personal computer. And then if she's using online banking or anything that's stored in the browser, you know, the remember me, remember my password?
Right.
I can rip that out. And I can actually use that and log into all of her accounts.
Yikes, that's scary stuff.
Yep.
I mean, and you think, because there are so many people that do use online banking now, so should maybe one precaution be just don't use that remember me password
That's
prompt.
One of the things, yeah. The remember me could be extremely dangerous if your software is not up to date. It's extremely important. I can't hammer this enough into people's heads. Get those updates on there. They're important.
Which updates are you referring to there?
So when you receive the notification from Windows that says there's new updates available.
Right.
The Windows updates is what I'm talking about. Especially for Microsoft Office as well, if you're using that.
And what else can you do, Terry, to protect your computer?
So there's that. There's you want to make sure that your wireless has what's called, there's three modes, okay? You've got the open wireless, which means like you just plugged it in. There's no security. Anybody can connect to it. Then you've got one called WEP, which is the wired equivalent privacy. That can be breakable in about a minute. And then you've got the WPA, which is the Wi-Fi protected access. That is what you want to be at a minimum. And you can actually go a bit further than that and say, okay, when I have this access, you can say, well, only these computers can connect to this wireless, nobody else. If you've got that feature on, that's the most secure you can get. As
but
a,
I mean,
as
the simple version, because I mean, obviously, for most of us and most of our listeners, not necessarily absolutely up to speed on all the ins and outs of the technology. You're setting up your wireless. What's the simple thing to do right off the bat to make it more secure?
First thing, obviously, change the password.
Right.
The default, obviously, is admin with no password. If you've just left that, anybody can just take control of the entire wireless. That's the first thing. And obviously, when you play around the options, you can actually limit certain things from loading, such as the big thing right now is called BitTorrent. It used to be the old Napster.
Right,
now
right, yeah, that's
the replacement. And it's a lot harder to lock down. And this is what's probably what happened to Amber, is that whoever was downloading all the software was probably redistributing it to her access. So her internet must have been dog slow the whole time.
It just got bogged down by that.
Yeah.
Hey, does your system get, do you think you open yourself up to more danger if you're on BitTorrent, if you're on the file sharing sites? Does that make it more dangerous, do you think?
Absolutely. I've seen cases where people have misconfigured the client software that actually shared their entire C drive. Next thing you know, my documents are floating around on the net.
Wow.
And had all like CV information and had some personal financial information. I've seen all of that.
It's another thing, and maybe it's a sort of a little more innocuous, but I've noticed this week, and a few people I know have been talking about this on Facebook, that a lot of accounts seem to have been hacked and messages sent out. How does that happen?
That happens in a certain way. There's a lot of ways this can happen. One, a developer can create an application or a type of message that links in with Facebook's development software pieces. And from there, if it's not done properly, it can actually leak onto everybody's page. Like it happened to me today, where all of a sudden I get advertisements on my own profile. So,
yeah, it seemed to be happening a lot this week. I was seeing a lot of friends on Facebook sending out advertisements, and then people, you know, actually following it up to apologize.
To be honest, I haven't investigated that very much. I just thought it's annoying. And they say that their Facebook account hasn't been hacked, and you know, we changed our password and it still happens. So there must be something on the back end that's doing that.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That was Terry Cutler, who calls himself an ethical hacker. What do you think? Have you ever been hacked? Have you run into these kinds of problems? Let us know. We'd love to hear about your experiences. You can text us at 22CBC, that's 52s, or email us at homerun@cbc.ca. And you can tune in to Daybreak tomorrow morning to hear from Amber Hunter about her experience, unfortunate experience. She's a university student who says her Wi-Fi account was hacked and it's cost her nearly $2,000.